It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo this morning, his media availability, talking about the decision to put Drake May in at starting quarterback this weekend against the Houston Texans, how he delivered the message, how it was his decision and nobody else's. Some things in there that we may question or we may not necessarily 100% believe, especially when you go through the timeline of who knew what when and who was told what when and all of that. I think that that's part of it as well. But here we are. The decision has been made. It has been set. The announcement has been made. Adam Schefter, sorry, jumped the gun a little bit yesterday when I said that. I meant the news broke. But yeah, it was not an announcement made yet. That announcement now has been made. It is out there. Drake May will be starting week six. Mike Giardi, who we just talked to, thinks that this is proof of a team that is scrambling, of a team that's maybe a little bit desperate, a team that didn't want to necessarily put him out there this week, but now they feel like they have to. All of that's true. I think all of that's true, but I'm still glad he's playing.
Absolutely. There's no reason to. We wanted this. However we got here, and that's why I was pushing back a little bit on Giardi, it's like, however we got to what I want, we got what I want. So I can put all that water under the bridge. It's like Swayman. Water under the bridge. You got the contract you wanted. Let's move on now. Everybody happy? Like, he at least pretended, oh, I want to be a Bruin. That's all that matters. I want to be a Bruin for a long time, and that's where we are. We have Drake May playing quarterback on Sunday.
Yep.
How we got here, desperation, dumb plan, scrambling, bad O-line, blah, blah. Jacoby got screwed. All those details, just, they're like the wake behind the boat. They just fall by the wayside, and we're cruising along with Drake May as captain of the ship. And for the next few days, that should be exciting and enjoyable. Because after that, I don't know what we're going to get. Like, I think, I keep reading to like the two different sides of this everywhere. Twitch chat, I get caught up in it. I get caught up in it on the text line because there's some people on there that are just ruthless. That Drake May sucks. I can't wait till he sucks. He's going to suck. Blah, blah, blah.
Going to get hurt.
Then I go to Twitter and there was some graphic and it was Matt Miller, you know, the guy who's on ESPN, sort of their draft guy. And it was a quote saying, Drake May is, he's got a little bit of Herbert, a little bit of Josh Allen, and might have a stronger arm than C.J. Stroud. And it's like, okay.
Great.
Now we're talking.
So he's the greatest quarterback ever.
Exactly.
That's
let's go.
Cool. He's got the, well, he's basically Tom Brady. I mean, he's, you know, Tom
Brady.
He's
one of those graphics where
he could run and do all these things and all that.
You could build the perfect quarterback. It's like, well, we don't need a graphic. Just use the photo of Drake May. He's right here. Here's the perfect quarterback.
Right.
For now.
Yeah.
As of Sunday, we may change our tune at around 4:15.
But when you do that graphic with Josh Allen, you know, then
now his head is mush and you need smelling salts to wake him up.
Too,
and,
yeah. By the way, he got knocked out in that game, right? And they put
certainly
him right
looked
back
like
in.
It.
I mean, he looked like he was unconscious on the field.
Ankle
he
injury, they
slammed
said.
Slammed off the ground.
Silly
bounced
other end
back
of the body.
And then there he is, right back in.
You focused on his head bouncing and him being unconscious. It was the ankle. You should have been looking down the other end of the body. That's where the issue was.
Yeah, seems like it. Anyway, that was all courtesy of the Houston Texans, who are going to be the first defense that Drake May has to plan for, study for. I'm sure they were out there doing that today. By the way, we do have the Patriots injury report.
Uh-oh.
And it's not great. I would say it's certainly not great, as I just had it up and now I've lost it, but
it happens.
I can tell you that there were some non-participants. Kyle Duggar was a non-participant, as was
Ramondre Stevenson.
So that's not good. You don't want to see that. Yes, Duggar and Stevenson non-participants. Limited were Kendrick Bourne, Godchow, Marcus Jones, Nick Leverett, Vidarian Lowe, KJ Osborne, Laden Robinson, Taki Taki, and Marco Wilson. Anthony Jennings and Jonathan Jones both full participants. And again, I mean, it's early in the week, but I don't love the idea of Ramondre Stevenson being out for a game.
But he's a backup running back.
I know. Still.
He doesn't even start anymore. Why? What are you so worried about? The starter's healthy. Gibson, get him out there.
Yeah, who had, what, 7 carries in that game? And by the way, the running game looked good. It's not like the running game looked bad in the last game. So, I wonder what that's going to mean, because now you got Drake May out there. You know these wide receivers and tight ends and everybody, and even some of the running backs to an extent. Gibson's a pass-catching back. These guys are all going to be thinking, all right, fine, I'm getting the ball finally. Now we're going to see, you know, what I can do and all that. They're still going to run the ball a ton.
I hope so.
Right?
I hope so. I hope they don't throw Drake May to the Wolves and say, you know what, we have such faith in you, we're going to go 75-25 split, and everything's going to be the passing game to set up the run game. No.
Not in the first quarter, but once they get down 17-0, then they're going to have to throw.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But stay balanced. And I think, you know, I touched on it a little bit earlier. I think all of these guys, because of the way Drake May plays, and I saw it for good and for bad in training camp, are going to be more tuned in to scramble drills, to potentially getting the ball. It's not like, oh boy, here we go, he's under pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's going to be opportunities, not bad plays. It's going to be like, if I can free myself, he'll hit me. He'll throw down the field.
Yeah.
Scramble drills and things of that nature. And then from the ground game, I am intrigued to see if they go to more some zone reads and things of that nature. You know, Giardi was talking about maybe running some of the spread gun
right.
stuff that is, you know, North Carolina roots and sort of modern offenses. That could help, because we've seen the run game succeed at times, even when it's been very predictable.
Yeah.
Line up, extra tackle, tight end. We're going to pound it down your throat here. Well, how about if we see some sets where it's almost a pistol look with Stevenson, and it's some zone read, and it's not as predictable that it's going to be a power run game. That might open some opportunities for both him and Gibson, who I think really could shine in those types of roles as more of a change of pace, slasher, quick hitter. So I am way too optimistic about this right now, I feel like.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I feel like I'm setting myself up, because last week I expected a crappy game, and I
right.
got a crappy game.
We all did, yeah.
So I feel like I'm setting myself up to see more spark in the run game, more spark in the passing game, Drake May making plays, and I'm setting myself up to be disappointed.
Yeah, maybe. I do think that there's one thing that I have concerns about, and that is a young player and sort of his internal clock, you know, like that whole thing. Like, you look at Jacoby Brissett, and I don't think Jacoby Brissett was going to set the world on fire, even if he had the vintage offensive line, even if he had Brady's offensive line with Hochstein and Light and all those guys. Like, I don't think you were going to see Jacoby Brissett light it up.
Hochstein was the first guy you thought of?
Yeah, I liked Ross Hochstein. I thought he was a good
like
center.
Like, vintage lines, and you started with Hochstein.
Hochstein, yeah.
Not Matt Light. You
Connolly,
went to Light.
Dan Connolly is another one. Is another guy I really liked.
Wow,
Stephen
you must
Neal.
Be the biggest Russ Hochstein fan ever.
Wow, Hochstein was a good player.
Hochstein or Hochstein?
Hochstein? I don't know. I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not that big of a
that
fan.
He was the first name on the tip of your tongue thinking
just
classic.
Just popped into my head, yeah, when I was thinking about him.
No Sebastian Vollmers?
No, Vollmers another one, sure. I was thinking center, since the center's out, you know, since Andrews is out and Nick Leverett was so bad. I was thinking of guys in the middle. Dan Connolly's probably a better guy to start with.
Ryan
but
Wendell.
Either way, Wendell's another one. Yeah, I think that there's, even if you put Brissett behind that line or a good line, you're not seeing him go out there and set the world on fire. But
no.
When you put him behind a really bad one, then it speeds everything up. Your clock gets ruined. You're out there. You're seeing ghosts, all that stuff. And when you have a young quarterback, and this is sort of what Orlovsky was saying, when you have a young quarterback, those are fundamentals. Those are things that are still kind of developing in the player's mind, right? As they get acclimated to the NFL. And you don't want to have him out there not, I don't want to say ruining him, because ruining him implies something bigger than this, but you don't want him to go out there and all of a sudden all that stuff's off, and then you have to get the rest of the season to try and reacclimate him to what this job is and how to do it. You know, like that's sort of the problem. I think that Brissett, as limited as he may be, was better than what we saw here in these first 5 weeks. I do think that.
I think the theory was he's going to be better. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I mean, he's not a great quarterback. The question is he even an average or good quarterback? Is he worthy of starting? And he didn't look like he was worthy of starting the last couple weeks.
No.
Like, and that's why he's no longer starting, because they've made a change to the more athletic guy. The thing I question, the old Parcellian, he doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Right.
That might be a bonus for Drake May.
Could help.
Just go out there. And he's probably thinking, yeah, I know everybody says the line kind of stinks, and I saw Jacoby get hit, but my line kind of stunk at North Carolina. I made the best of it. I, you know, I'm an athlete. I'm a competitor. And I also, the other thing that jumped into my mind, because I do think,
it's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network,
T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He comes from a good place family-wise,
right,
and that they are coming to the game. I do wonder how that goes, because you remember those videos that made the rounds post-draft? And I think his brothers called him a bitch or something. Like, everybody else was like, we're so proud of you, and they're like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, no, that was, they were making fun of that Christian Laettner 30
yeah,
for 30,
yeah,
where they were like different words to describe him. They were like, bitch.
Bitch.
That was
and
funny.
And I wonder, in all seriousness, like, Saturday night, do they go out to dinner with him or get a chance to see him, whatever, and they maybe can say something that just kind of lightens the mood and puts him in the right place mentally. Like, yeah, I'm still just their little brother, and no matter what happens tomorrow, they're going to crap all over me. I could throw for 300 and beat CJ Stroud, and they're going to call me a bitch.
Still a bitch, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? I wonder if having them before this game could just sort of slap him in the face and give him like a, hey, yeah, it's just football. Go out there and be their little brother.
Probably couldn't hurt. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones here. We'll
the
talk
text
to...
line is picked up on you. What? Not Logan Mankins or Nate Solder
no,
or Joe
No,
Tune.
No.
You
none
said
of those guys.
Russ Hochstein. First.
Whoever.
For vintage Patriots line.
That's right. My man, Hochstein clan.
He should be
Hochstein
so proud.
Clan.
He should be so proud somewhere if he heard this, like, did that guy say my name?
Yes,
for
he
a
did.
Classic vintage Patriots.
And he may have mispronounced it, but he did. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I know the more I think, I'm excited about Drake May if he's going to start on Sunday. I am. I'm looking forward to. But I don't blame Brissett because, yeah, Brissett's not great. He's an average quarterback. And unfortunately, he has a coach who never coached before. So that's
We're losing you, David. I'm going to pop you on hold. We'll try and get back to you. Let's go to James in Rhode Island. Go ahead, James.
Hey, how you doing? I admire you guys' work. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, James.
This is not Patriots related. I just think there's going to be a New York coaching massacre by the end of October. It started with Saleh, and if the Yankees fail to get to the World Series, I think you're going to see Boone go. I think you're going to see Cashman go. I think you're going to see the Giants coach, Debo, go by the end of October. The only manager in New York, I think, left standing by Thanksgiving will be the Mets manager.
All right.
I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you, James. And you know what? Normally, I wouldn't even let a call like that on because who cares? But it was bad stuff about the New York teams, and I'll allow it. I'll allow that to proceed.
And it could be good stuff for the New England teams because if at that point we've decided we're not so sure Alex Van Pelt is a long-term offensive coordinator and Brian Daboll becomes available.
Or Brian Debo, as he calls him.
Debo, Daboll, whatever. That guy. The guy with the beard and the bald head who helped build Josh Allen, if he wants to come help build Drake May, I'll listen.
Yeah, I'll take a listen as well. Let's try Paulie and Dedham. Go ahead, Paulie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, Russ Hochstein, that's isn't that Warren Sapp's favorite offensive guy?
Yep.
I think so. That's why we always remember him.
Yep.
Yeah, no Bruins Bulldogs last night. I'll tell you that. It's like what he likes to say, Montgomery, Bulldogs, before he goes out the dress room.
They were chihuahuas yesterday, I thought.
Yeah, they're Flores in our head. There's no question about it. They're in that team. I would have kicked his ass.
I mean, he probably would have, yes.
I enjoyed watching that.
Okay. I would have rather he actually beat him up, but whatever.
No, Arcand and Jumbo Hot. Last year when Jonesy got caught at the airport with all those guns, all right. I said, get rid of him. Trade him right away. Call Petey in Seattle, whoever, anywhere, somebody across the country. Trade him. Get rid of him. So tell him you're doing him a favor. You're going to send him as far away as you possibly can. And they didn't. They held on to him, and they end up having to cut him. Same thing with this guy. Move him. Get rid of him. Unless he's got videotape inside and outside the house that exonerates him, get rid of him. Move him now. As a captain, acting like that, you know, everybody's sleeping late at night and he's up partying all night, getting ready for a must-win game.
Well, he wasn't going to play that game. Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate it. I don't think you can trade somebody when they're on the exempt list. Right?
I don't think so.
And even if you could,
who's going to trade
Who's trading for this guy that's accused? Well, first of all, admitted he had cocaine in his wallet and also is accused of something very, very bad. With the Jack Jones, you weren't going to trade him either. But at the very least, that whole thing got handled quickly enough in court. You know, like they were able to figure all that out and Rosie did her thing and it was all over with. This thing's just starting. You're not going to trade him now. Like, there's no way.
Plus, he just signed a new contract. What was it? 3 years, $24 million, $6 million. If it goes down any road, it's probably going to go down some road of them trying to get their signing bonus money back and void the contract.
Yeah, right. I mean, there may be some clause in the contract about that. I could see that happening. But, yeah. no one's going to trade for him, and you're not going to be able to even attempt to trade him while he's on the exempt list. I just don't think it works
like
that.
They could cut him. If you want to just distance yourself from
him
and think it's that bad and you believe the accusations are true, then you probably should consider cutting him and then pursuing the money down the road. But yeah, no one's going to trade for him.
Nobody is going to trade for him. And I think that this is worse than Jack Jones. Like, Jack Jones, we knew, sort of had behavioral problems, a fourth round pick. He was a talented kid, obviously. He dropped in the draft. And he made a pretty dumb mistake, but no one got hurt. You know, it wasn't the crime of the century. It was pretty stupid what he did. What Jack Jones did was very stupid, I think. But it wasn't a violent crime. It wasn't a potentially violent thing.
The accusations
thing.
Like, are strangled six times, threw down a flight of stairs.
Smashed her into a wall.
Ripped her clothes off. And I'm not saying they're true. I'm just saying the allegations are bad.
Yeah, they certainly are. All right, one more call before the break. Jay is in the car. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, just wondering, are the coaches going to get credit for keeping May on the bench? Or are they going to get blamed for keeping him on there too long? What do you think?
Good question.
Blame.
I think they will be blamed for it if he's good. If he's good, people are going to say, what the hell? What were you keeping him on the bench for? Do any of you know how to evaluate a quarterback? Do any of you know anything? What the hell is this about? Why did you wait so long? This could have been a season, and I'm starting to get there already, and he hasn't even played yet. You're 1-4, okay? This season is not over, but it's over. And even if Drake May comes in and he's good, he's going to have growing pains, obviously. He's not going to go out there and dominate every week, I don't think. Even if he goes out there and has a pretty good season, you're still already trying to dig out of a hole to start off with. So, yeah, no one expected this to be a season. But if it looks like it could have been, if you had started Drake from the first for the first week, then, yeah, I'll be annoyed by that. You should be annoyed by that. That is a misevaluation on the part of this team.
Plus, it's just 5 games of experience and 5 games of learning and becoming a better football player, to steal the words of his own head coach. Yeah, the optimistic view I have that he's going to make some plays, he's going to do some good things regardless of the outcome of the game or however I think they're going to be blamed and people are going to be saying, hey, he looks pretty competitive. I feel like he could have been out there, I don't know, a month and a half ago on the first day of the season, and maybe he'd be a better quarterback now, and maybe we steal games that they didn't win, or who knows, maybe he makes plays. Maybe the culture's different. Maybe Pop Douglas isn't popping off. Maybe everything's different. Because we all know, it's not just about wins, losses, and stats.
Right.
Quarterback changes the feel, the vibe, like Jaden Daniels. Suddenly Washington is cool, right? They haven't been cool for, I don't even know when the last time they were cool was.
Mark Rippon?
Like a long time ago.
Were they cool
ago.
Back? Were they even cool when Mark Rippon played there? I don't know. Maybe Doug Williams?
Right. They're cool now.
Yeah.
They're like rumored to be trading for wide receivers that are available. Jaden Daniels is when I see him, the people are talking MVP candidate.
They were cool that first RG3 year. That was cool.
For a short stint.
That was
You're
cool,
right. That was a short window.
And then it was over.
But they haven't been that cool for a long. If anything, they've been kind of toxic on and off the field.
Yeah. 100%.
So the quarterback has changed everything.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up with odds and ends. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.